Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is the One Extraordinary Marriage Show, where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex is taking the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DeLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call or text us on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663 or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. In today's episode, we're talking about the impact that a getaway can have on you, your spouse, and your marriage.
There's an anonymous quote that says, "Getting away together can breathe new life into your marriage. Making it happen isn't always easy, but it's always worth it."
And I would 1000% agree, as we have come back from our inaugural Six Pillars in Paradise marriage getaway in Cancun, Mexico, with 24 other amazing couples. Oh, and even just you. You and I had some time alone before everybody showed up, and it was amazing, and even after.
Absolutely. And we're talking about getaways in today's episode. But first and foremost, we start every One Extraordinary Marriage episode with a hug. And a hug is really an opportunity to share your insights, your takeaways, the transformation that you're having in your marriage. And this hug came from an email that we received in response to last week's episode, which was 750, number 750, Protect Your Marriage from Infidelity. Okay. And the wife starts out, "Oh, you gave me sweaty palms and a few palpitations with this one. But I listened because I knew you would be talking so much sense and giving really useful info out to your listeners. And you did that, as you always do. And of course, you made me cry." Hmm. Never our intention. Never our intention. She said, "Some of the tears were compassion for my husband and me for not knowing what we didn't know. And we hadn't found you. And yet with hindsight, it seems so obvious. But also tears for so many married couples who will unwittingly fall into this dangerous pattern of behavior where they take their marriage for granted, take their partner for granted, and just not realize how easy it is to mess things up. How and why do we forget just why we fell in love in the first place? We now live what we call a mindful marriage."
Ooh.
What we had before probably could have been called a mindless marriage. And I think the work you do is so important in showing people what they need to do. You're raising awareness that marriage is not easy. It does take work, but if you put in the work in all the pillars, it will make a massive difference, potentially not just for the couple themselves, but for generations to come. It's certainly what I hope for my grown sons in their relationships.
Wow. I love that. You know what? To me, the biggest takeaway, was the mindful marriage and the mindless marriage.
Absolutely.
That is solid.
Wheels are turning. Yeah. Wheels are turning.
You know what it is? It's the one family.
It's be intentional and take action.
It's the one family going, wow, how do I take this and understand this for where I am in my marriage and how I'm processing it and using the episode as that launching pad to understand, like, hey, no, we have a mindful marriage. So kudos to the two of you.
Well, and I love it too that, you know, just that statement, marriage is not easy. It does take work, but if you put in the work in all the pillars, it will make a massive difference. That was really something that was echoed so much this last week when we were in Cancun with the couples. And as Tony said, we've just returned from the inaugural Six Pillars in Paradise marriage getaway. And what can happen in 5 days with 24 couples and the impact that it has on marriage, mind-blowing.
Absolutely.
Mind-blowing. Now, it wasn't all rainbows and unicorns. For those of you that follow us on Instagram, you may have seen that there was a Sunday night when dense fog rolled into the airport we were flying out of. And so Tony and I did something we've never done before.
Which was fun.
We spent the night in the airport in Mexico.
Yep. Tijuana. We flew out of Tijuana, dense fog came in for our flight was at 11:35. We were going to arrive
PM.
Yep. We were going to arrive in Cancun, Mexico at 6 a.m., have all of Monday, most of Tuesday to just be us, do our thing. And then our assistant and her husband were going to come in Tuesday afternoon, and then we'd start getting things going, and then the rest of the folks who were joining us for the marriage getaway were going to mainly be coming in on Wednesday. And so it was very interesting, because when your flight gets rescheduled and then gets canceled, and it's something that we talk about here often, is working towards your strengths. What are your strengths? What do you do well in situations, and how do you come together as a team? Alisa and I, in our own ways, did our thing best. And whatever that had to be, we came together. It was actually really good. There was no major conflict that arose, maybe because the new book, The Six Pillars of Intimacy Conflict Resolution, we've been reading it. That will be coming out in May. We've been reading that and taking heeding our own advice and listening to that. And we did finally get out. We arrived in Cancun at our hotel at 6 p.m., so 12 hours later than we expected. And we were still excited.
We still liked each other.
I would say we loved each other. We didn't go down any crazy rabbit holes.
We were exhausted.
We were super exhausted.
We were exhausted. But yeah, and one other thing that I do have to say from the get-go, for those of you that have been listening to some of these episodes, kind of in advance of this getaway, you knew that we had talked about parasailing. We were talking about recreational intimacy. I just want to say from the get-go, it did not happen. Because when we got there late on Monday, it was after you could go parasailing. And then Tuesday, we were so tired, we just wanted to rest. And then Wednesdays, the winds came.
No, Wednesday was still pretty good.
We were just doing all the final stuff.
We were doing Tuesday and Wednesday were absolutely beautiful. Tuesday was literally the perfect day.
Had we known that the other days were going to have a lot more wind, we would have gone. But we were so tired after being up almost, I don't even know. Were we up 24, 36 hours?
We didn't sleep well in the airport. I mean, it's a little tough to sleep in there. And then it got really cold. And we weren't really ready for cold weather, because we knew we were going to be in like 82 to 85 degrees. So we were a little chilly sleeping in the airport. Anyways, no parasailing. The last day they did open it up again. And yet we were taking off. So we were like, no,
it'll happen on another
trip. It's going to happen though. And we're going to make it happen.
And I'm just saying it from the get-go, because it wasn't something that became an issue for the two of us. It actually just became funny conversation among the attendees. Tony, when are you taking her parasailing? I'm like, I think he got out of it this time. But, you know, it was so incredible to see what this getaway did for the couples that were in attendance. And like Tony said, it really did impact us. But we had couples there who were choosing to focus on their marriage for 5 days. Couples that were just getting ready to celebrate. There was a couple that was just getting ready to celebrate their first anniversary. Yeah. And then there was a couple, I think the oldest married couple was at 40 and a half years.
Mm-hmm. And then we had those in
literally across the spectrum.
Their 30s, 20s, in the teens, 10s. It was an amazing mix from folks that we've known who've been part of the one family that we've seen at other events back in like 2019, 2018, to couples that we had never met before.
Yeah.
And the craziest thing and the greatest thing is once they came up to us, it was like, this is family.
Mm-hmm.
We know who you are. You know us much more. And many of them said that. They're like, oh, we know everything about you and da, 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 and you know nothing about us. And so Elise and I wanted to ask questions and get to know each of the couples. So it was an amazing time. 15 states were represented. Thank you.
A few extra syllables. Well, and one of the things, I just want to go back to the length of time married there for a quick second, because when you do a marriage getaway and you have these couples that aren't all in the same season of life, right? So it wasn't just a getaway for newlyweds, and it wasn't just a getaway for empty nesters. It was literally like all across the spectrum. The connection that happened, because the newlyweds and those married probably in like the one to 7 years were reaching out and having connect, because we kind of forced some of the connection just with some of the workshops and whatnot to get to know other people. And so you were seeing these couples who, you know, married 20, 30, 40 years, pouring into those married less than 10 years and vice versa. The less than 10 years were, you know, just sharing what marriage looks like now and kind of getting all of us that have been married a long time to remember, hey, remember when?
Yeah. And reinvigorating, like reminding us as well of what we used to do and where we used to be. And that doesn't have to stop. And so it truly was an amazing time just hanging out with folks, getting to know them. One of the coolest things I got to hear, and I want to share this because I do think it's very important, is one of the couples came up after our first session. And it was late. We did our first session at 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Wednesday. Everybody had flown in on Wednesday. Pretty much everybody had flown in on Wednesday. So everybody's a little tired. But afterwards, he came up to me and he goes, Tony, he goes, you and Elisa here, up here, are just like you are behind the microphones. And he goes, I don't know what I expected, but so often you'll hear people talk behind the microphones or they'll say something and then you see them and you're like, that doesn't match up. Mm. And he and others shared this multiple times throughout our time together. And I just want each and every one of you to know that that is the biggest compliment that Elisa and I could get.
What's the second biggest one? Because the first biggest is that your marriage has been transformed.
Okay. So it's up there. It's in the top two.
Well, because it's actually bigger to me. For me, it's a bigger deal that their marriage is transformed.
Okay. It's a big compliment. Let's just say that. It's a big compliment to get that because we want to always be true to who we are. Mm-hmm. We started this podcast being open, honest, and transparent. Doesn't matter if we're behind the microphones or we're standing up on stage in front of 24 couples or 300 couples or whatever it may be. We're going to be who we are because we know if we are who we are, then you can also have your breakthrough.
Well, I think that was one of the most powerful things. And this is why it's really important. There's a quote from, I think, Jim Rohn that said, you know, you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I really got to thinking about that over this time spent with these couples and going, okay, who are we spending time with? What does that look like? Who's pouring in? What are the conversations? And how do we get into this place of saying, you know what, I'm doing life with other people who are excited to do marriage well.
Mm-hmm. And the other side of it was too, is we got deep. Like we got to hear some of the current struggles, some of the wins that couples are having. And it was really good to just be able to go, oh wow, yeah. You know, around this time we had an area just for breakfast for all of us to meet up and every morning it got packed out. And Elisa and I and other couples just, you know, hopping around tables or sitting at tables. We had one gentleman who would show up. It opened up at 6:30. We had one gentleman,
our early birds,
who would show up there and he was good. You know, his wife was going to show up about 8:30, 9 o'clock, and he was good. He would just stay down there and the guys would come in. They'd just talk and go. But it was just one of these times where you're around, you're going, wow, being around these people, I'm going to be more amazing because of the time I got to spend with them.
Well, I think it really comes down to, you know, how quickly a culture of vulnerability, a culture of connection is created amongst people that literally started out as strangers. And, you know, to see this, and that's why it's so important when you think about going on a marriage getaway, like who are the people that you're going to be spending time with and what are those things that you're going to be doing and how does that going to impact your marriage and really develop who you are? Because it's not just who you are when you walk in, it's who you are when you leave. We're going to talk a little bit more about that after this break. Stress, hormone changes, and lack of sleep can impact your skin, causing issues like dryness, dark spots, and acne. I know the closer I get to 50, the more aware I become of this. OneSkin, today's sponsor, offers a simple skincare routine to address these concerns at a cellular level. OneSkin has developed a proprietary peptide called OS1 that's scientifically validated to improve the health of your skin beneath the surface without irritation or a complicated multi-step routine. I use the OS1 face topical supplement on my face and neck, which often needs a little extra care with age. Additionally, the OS1 eye supplement helps keep the under-eye area fresh, even on little sleep. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code OEM at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code OEM. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support your show and tell them we sent you. We're back. And we're just talking more about the six pillars in Paradise Marriage Getaway. But more importantly, you know, when you start thinking about a marriage getaway for yourself, what does that look like for the two of you? Because sometimes you can go on a getaway that's just the two of you. Mm-hmm. And we've done absolutely. That. We've done weekends away, you know, where we're just kind of like, hey, we're going to take a long weekend. Or I mean, we met a few couples that like traveling is their thing. So they're traveling, you know, 15, 20 days at a time and going, you know, multiple countries and doing all of that. And one of the wives actually said to us, it was breakfast that last day. And she said, you know, it was really interesting for us to be here because we're so used to going so hard when we travel, to be here at the resort and just kind of to be in a more restful mm-hmm. place, just kind of realize we don't have to go so hard mm-hmm. when we travel and to have this opportunity to connect. And that's a really big thing when you think about doing getaways with other people. Mm-hmm. What are those connections going to be? Who are the people that are coming together and really what's going to come out of it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really interesting. I don't know what Elisa and I expected, but as we began to talk to a lot of people and we found commonalities, we began to go, oh, you need to meet so-and-so. Mm-hmm. And so-and-so, you need to meet this couple because there's so much commonality in what you two are sharing with us mm-hmm. that you need to know each other because after this event, it's not just a, hey, we all got to go to the marriage getaway. It's no, you met some lifelong friends, mm-hmm. some folks who may all come back together next year when we put on the next one and want to hang out with us and do something completely new and different, but you're excited to see them. Maybe you're going to just connect on your own. And I think that's something that is so powerful. And so often we heard it was really great to be around marriage positive couples. Mm-hmm. Yes, there was stuff going on.
Oh yeah, a lot of life going on.
Okay. A lot of life going on in many different angles. And yet everyone there was going, we're here because we mm-hmm. choose to be here, because we want to make our marriage extraordinary, because we're willing to take time and press in. And this year was really fun because we had everyone who chose to do a vow renewal on the beach. Mm-hmm. And that was on the last day. And it was just amazing to see these couples come together in such a short time, even themselves, to break down the walls, take down their masks and look at one another and go, I renew, I vow to you again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, you know, I mean, there were so many highlights of this. And I think that's why we wanted to share just this idea of doing a getaway with you and your spouse and just to plant that seed. Mm-hmm. Because some of the other comments that we heard from couples were things like, this is the first vacation just the two of us have taken in 11 years, in 13 years mm-hmm. since we had kids.
Yes.
You know, it's been a really crazy season in our life. We've had a lot of work situations or life situations and we really needed this. And we kept hearing these like extensive periods of time yeah. where couples hadn't gone away with one another. And so first and foremost, we just want to encourage it. It's something that has been a part of our marriage for many, many years where Tony and I will make time at least once a year to go away just the two of us. And we very specifically for this getaway chose an adults only resort. And I just have to... tiny little side story, but so we're not around kids for an entire week. We go to get on the plane to leave, and this mom and dad seat their two children. I mean, it's only a row of three seats, right? Like most airlines, seat their two children in the seat next to me. And I remember thinking, you are not leaving me with your two kids who are completely wound up for the duration of this flight. Not going to happen. Not going to happen because I haven't been around kids for a whole week. And your kids are little. And I realized a little bit later, I'm like, oh, my lack of patience may actually be due to the fact that I have been only around adults for a week. But it was really good too, because all of those with little children did not have to cut up food.
Yes.
For a week. They didn't have to deal with early morning wake ups unless they chose to wake up. So there's some of those things that sometimes you just have to actually force that for your lives, for yourself as a reset, because it's good for you to have a couple days. And like I told one of the couples, I said, we started telling our kids, I mean, I remember Abby, she was probably 4 or 5, and she told us that we needed to go on a date. And they're like, how did you get her to do that? And I go, well, we just kept telling her that every time we went on a date, you know, we told both kids when they're little, going on a date made us better parents and gave us more energy to deal with them. And so like they understood from a very early age that us going out on dates or going on a vacation or a long weekend or whatever was to make us better parents. Mm-hmm. Because the more connected that we were as a couple, the more energy and resources we had individually and as a couple to give to the kids.
Yeah.
And that's why for us doing a getaway of some sort has always been, you know, probably for the last 10 years, been really a part of the fabric of our marriage for years.
Yeah. I want to run down together and just look at the six pillars of intimacy and how couples were connecting on the six pillars. We don't need to spend a ton of time on it, but I just want to have those listening just to be able to go, oh, okay, that's what can happen at a marriage getaway. Mm-hmm. You know, if you would like to get on the 2024 marriage getaway interest list, you can do so at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Mm-hmm. I will also put a link here in the episode notes for you. We will sell out. We already shared this with those who are coming, and we already have 15 of them who have actually raised their hand. When you get on the interest list, once we know everything, then we will make sure to get you everything. We offered it up to them first because we want to make sure that those who are there with us this year, make sure that they get there next year if they so choose so. But let's start with the six pillars of intimacy and look at each one. Emotional intimacy.
Emotional intimacy. I mean, their couples were... Every session had an opportunity to workshop and to develop, you know, conversation around a particular topic that we were talking about in the session. But there were also conversations that were happening on the beach. There were conversations that were happening around the pool. There were couples, you could see them partnered up. The resort that we were at, these great, like, I don't even know what they were. They were like two person, like chaises, but they were like covered.
Oh, yeah.
You just kind of had to see it to know what I'm talking about. But it was just a great place for a couple to just kind of like withdraw to themselves and really be in a place where they could just have quiet time. And so we saw throughout the event, couples just really fostering the emotional intimacy as husband and wife, but also building emotional intimacy with other couples who were, you know, like Tony said, maybe they had connections, you know, life connections or life circumstances that were similar. And so they related to one another. And so they were able to build. And I think the word that came out so often as these couples were having these conversations with other couples was the word hope. Mm-hmm. And the phrase, we're not the only one who's gone through this. And there's a lot of encouragement that comes when you're able to have those conversations, both with your spouse in a completely different environment, but also with other people.
Yeah. And so physical intimacy. A lot of hand-holding, a lot of mm-hmm. hugging, a lot of kissing, in sessions, out of sessions. You know, it was just so much fun to just see couples walking poolside, holding hands, you know, sitting in their chairs, just hand resting or mm-hmm. feet touching or things of that nature. So there are many opportunities for couples and for you when you join us next time to just connect in your physical intimacy.
The financial intimacy, I mean, this trip wasn't all inclusive. So that was very intentional on our part because we wanted couples to come and not really have to think about money mm-hmm. while they were there, unless they wanted to do something like an excursion. And then there were a lot of different opportunities for excursions that they could choose to do and that type of thing. But that was all opportunity for the couples to discuss it. But in the moment, in the event, it was really like, we don't want you to have to think about your finances because mm-hmm. you're here.
Yep. Spiritual intimacy. We had an evening, there was a surf and turf dinner out on the front patio deck area, and Elisa and a couple of the other wives were at one table, and I was on another table with a couple other guys because they couldn't get us a full table.
It was an interesting. You just went with it. It was good.
Anyways, the ladies are all talking. There's a couple there who the husband, a believer, got a diagnosis. Mm-hmm. And as the night is winding down, one of the wives came up and said, hey guys, let's pray for these folks. Mm-hmm. And it was so beautiful and then others from our group on other tables got up and joined in. And as a group, as the one family, we were able to come around this couple who's facing some challenges mm-hmm. and we're able to pray into them and believe for them. It was really touching because I got to talk to the gentleman at the resort afterwards, and he was like, so what's going on here? And I shared with him the one extraordinary marriage and the one family, and he's now said he started listening, and he goes, thank you so much. He's like, thank you guys for doing what you're doing. And he goes, I just heard God speaking to me to say, pray for the couple who's the seventh on their list, whoever that is. He goes, I don't know if you have a list or not. And we're like, no, we got a list. And
list of registrations.
Yep. And he was like, I've been praying for them. He's like, I'm so thankful for what you're doing. And it was really touching to see that happen just organically. Mm-hmm. And then the last session, mm-hmm. as we left, Elisa and I both prayed over every couple.
Corporately.
Mm-hmm. One couple had found out some information about their kiddos and just a little like, oh gosh, heavy for any of us. And so we made sure to pray over them, prayed over for babies and everything. And so it was just this wonderful moment of what it looks like to be able to pray together. And others were even praying on their own, doing mm-hmm. their thing, wherever they may be. I heard some were getting up at sunset or sunrise and getting out there and praying and doing their thing. So that was their spiritual intimacy and our spiritual intimacy, and then recreational intimacy.
So there were all kinds of activities going on around the resort. So, you know, one of our husbands there for the getaway, he actually won the push-up competition on the paddleboard. Mm-hmm. That was pretty exciting. 55 push-ups
on a paddleboard
in a pool.
Yeah.
So, you know, and so
pretty dang solid.
You know, couples who, again, had not met each other mm-hmm. prior to this, you know, we had a couple free days where we were doing the sessions in the evening. And so they're all going out and doing excursions together as a group. They went to Isla Mujeres and, you know, catamaran and the sailing and the snorkeling and all that kind of stuff. And then there were couples who were like, hey, we just want to do stuff by ourselves. And so they're, you know, going out and doing, you know, Chichen Itza and doing these different, you know, dinners, just the two of them, and really making it be what they wanted it to be.
Yep. And lastly, sexual intimacy, where I don't know, we didn't keep count. We didn't ask people if they were, if they weren't. I would assume many of us.
Well, we heard the Uber Lube was a big hit. So yes. I'm going to assume, I am going to make the assumption that some people opened the Uber Lube
yes.
that they received and used it for their sexual intimacy.
Yes.
I feel like that's a safe assumption to make.
And so, yeah, I would say initiating foreplay, sexual intimacy, all happening while we were at the getaway. Here's the thing, folks. No matter if you join us on a marriage getaway, no matter if you go on your own getaway, do it. Mm-hmm. Make it happen. Make it happen, because literally it's one of those things in your marriage that you are going to be so grateful for the time away. And if you use the six pillars of intimacy as your guide mm-hmm. of what you can do to have the extraordinary marriage you desire on a getaway, you would be surprised at how you can hit every single one of those, and it will bring like clarity, joy, peace to each of you and to your marriage.
Well, it's transformational. I mean, we heard that from so many couples. That framework just really, it transforms how we all do life and how we do marriage. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, the better we get at doing marriage, the more the world changes.
Yeah, that's it. So as we come to an end here today, we thank you. We are doing this as we get literally, I don't know, got maybe 6-7 hours of sleep and, you know, making this happen mm-hmm. because we wanted to share. Here's the thing. No matter if you come with us or you go somewhere else, like I said, get away. Go enjoy one another. Have fun. It's what marriage is about. It's the memories that you have, the pictures you get to see and be reminded about. But it also allows you to go, wow, there's some other things that we can work on, we can learn from when we do something like that. If you want to join us, we'd love to have you. Again, you go to oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway to get on the interest list. And once we have all the details set up, you guys will be the first to know. You guys have yourselves a fantastic week. We'll catch you next week. Love you guys.